It's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon. I guess it has. I don't know. I'm a long way away from there. Haven't heard from them lately. Maybe things picked up as soon as I left. Don't know. It's happened to me before. Sometimes leave a party, for example. Kind of a quiet, dull party. People stand around and talk about public radio and its funding needs and go out the door, put my hand on the car door, and about then I notice the stereo is being cranked up. People hurtling past the windows. Loud whoops inside. Gotta keep that in mind when you're somebody as dignified as I am. And it may have an effect on other people. Notice that sometimes a little kid comes, stands up front of me, look down at him. Poor thing can't remember his own name. I have to keep in mind that child's not dumb. Child's been struck dumb. Probably recover as soon as I leave. My God, people can be intimidating. And some people try awfully hard to be. Talking. Through talk, I think, is how people are intimidating. That's why I like to sing. Because you're not intimidating when you sing. At least I'm not. Singing is a form of extravagance. Talk can be awfully intimidating. I think about my old high school teacher, Mr. Hockstetter, only person I ever knew who'd actually been in New York City in the flesh when I was a young boy. Came back home with stories to tell, including the fact that he had once paid $7 for a dinner. Which made New York an awfully intimidating place to some people. Lord, they thought, what sort of place must that be like? Lead a man to lose his senses that way.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?